You know it and when you see it, if you can understand it the first time you read it and act on it and act correctly on it. And that's a biggie, because one of the things that you don't want to have happen is somebody to read something, think they understand it, and then go act on it, and then it turns out they acted wrong because you didn't write it properly so that they would understand it correctly. And, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So is there a perfect example of plain writing? Not that I've ever seen. But there are some basic principles that you can follow and that have been established and that a lot of smart people have put together that can help you recognize plain writing.
Just taking a step back from this for a second, it's very easy to fall into that Fed speak, isn't it? Whether you're writing for the web or you're writing legislation or you're just writing a memo to your staff, to fall into that big, 50-cent word type speaking and not being very clear, that's an easy habit to get into, but it's hard to break out of. Why is that?
It is hard to break out of it. Well, and, you know, and just to get back to the whole thing of why it's so important for the government, if we don't communicate effectively, if I as a citizen don't understand what you've told me or can't read that form that you've written, then you aren't serving me effectively. So it's really that you're getting to the really heart of what government service, public service is all about, and that is if you don't communicate effectively, then you're not serving correctly. So better writing, better service, and that's what plain language is all about. I think the problem in the past is that I think we tend to think how we're trained. We're trained to impress our school teachers. We're trained to impress our bosses, and we forget that the people that we're really writing for are the ultimate, the people who are really going to read these things. You know, and in the case of the web, that's the public, that's general citizens, and we need to know and understand our audience. We need to know how they think. We need to know what words they use. We need to know what questions they might ask, and that's how you write plainly.
And I think one of the problems might be, and you can tell me what you think about this, is there's a pretty bad example that is set by all of the volumes of regulations, the FAR, the Uniform Commercial Code, the tax code, all of the regulations that agencies issue. Most of that's not too simple either. And then there's Congress and what it writes.
Well, and I'm not even going to go there because there are certain legal requirements, and there are people who are much better at this than I am in the plain language community. But here would be my thought on that. Wouldn't it be great if, you know, at the beginning of every law, at the beginning of every regulation, you had the Reader's Digest version. Maybe it's, you know, a short paragraph that says, this is what this means. You know, for you everyday citizens, this is what we're trying to do here. And then go into your legal writing. But I'm much more concerned about what's on government websites that the public uses frequently. You know, I worked for HUD, so the number one thing people came to HUD for was, how do I buy a home? What are the 10 steps to buying a home? And I wanted to make sure that they can get that they can find it, that they can understand it the first time they use it, and that they can act accordingly.
Talk about what agencies can do, people who write for the web. What can they do? Some bottom line piece of advice, whether there's legislation to make them do it or not.
Honestly, every single government employee, because eventually, you know, almost anything you write as a government employee could end up in the public or on the web. So these are really things that everybody could do. Number one, get smart about plain writing. There are some great resources, and I think we're going to post links to these on your website. So plainlanguage.gov is a website that a lot of really talented folks have put together. It's got the basic principles. It has a whole section on training. The Center for Plain Language, which is centerforplainlanguage.org, also has a lot of good basic information so that you can, you know, you don't have to go to a training session. You actually can read these websites and figure it out. Webcontent.gov has a great little video tutorial. It takes you about a minute to go through it. If you just look at that, I think, you know, this isn't rocket science. This isn't that hard. It's a lot of just sort of getting your mind wrapped around, I need to, you know, think about that audience, understand them, and write from their point of view. And Web Manager University has writing courses every semester. I encourage folks to attend those. Second thing you can do, and you should do, every agency should have a content review process. Now, at HUD, we had a great little one we came up with. We, about four times a year, we got all the web managers together. We picked out about 10 pages from our website, either pages that were used often or that were giving us trouble. We had each person, we had a little score sheet, we had each person rate those pages individually. And then we put them together in groups of three and had them come up with a group rating and suggestions for improvement. And I'm telling you, every single time we had light bulbs going on, like, oh, my gosh, why didn't I see that before? And, of course, that makes sense. And then when you go back and you make the fixes, a simple test, a simple content review process, hand a page to your mother or your spouse or your child and say, read this and tell me what it says. If they get it right, you probably did it okay. If they don't get it, then you probably got to go work on it some more.